Hello, God bless you. We welcome you tonight to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries broadcast. We thank God for his grace and mercy and for you deciding to tune in with us again on tonight. We're thanking God for how he has blessed us and allowed us the opportunity to be able to come to you and to share God's word and his goodness of what he's done for us and to us. We are grateful tonight because the Lord has been working in a mighty way for us and blessing us, and we're glad about it. Amen. We're thanking God because in spite of it all, amen, he has proven himself time and time again, allowing us to know that he's real in spite of. And all we have to do is just begin to continue to trust in him and lean and depend on him. Amen. And he will do just what we ask him to do. Amen. Just knowing that he's a God that can never fail, a God that is able, amen, to do the exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we're grateful tonight. We thank God because we want to share tonight, just for a few moments, the word of God. And just want to share as far as, a lot of times we go through things, we experience things in life we don't really know and understand what it is we deal with and why it is we go through it. But when things come our way and obstacles come, situations come, we've got to be at a place in God and know who we are in him, that nothing moves us or shakes us. Yes, we're going to face troubles. The Bible says that in this walk in the life, we're going to have trials, we're going to have troubles, we're going to suffer things. But we have to know who we are, and we have to know whose we are. Amen. And if we know whose we are, that we are a child of God, then we'll come out all right. We know that God is with us and God is our refuge and our strength. We will come out all right. If we know that God is there for us to deliver us and that he's an on-time God, he's a right now God, he's a very present help in the time of trouble, we know that we're going to come out all right. And it is the onslaught, desire, and job of the adversary, the enemy, to throw stumbling blocks in our way, to throw stones in our way, to attack us and hit us with things, amen, that will cause us to question God or question even our walk of our faith in the Lord. Well, that's when we got to know, my brothers and sisters, we've got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is with us. Amen. We've got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is able. Amen. God is able, and he can do what he tells us. He can do what we need him to do. And we thank God tonight for that. We thank God for that. We thank God. We're praising God for his blessings and his mercy and everything, and how the Lord has been blessing and keeping us and bringing us safe this far. But we have to understand and know that God is our refuge and our strength, and that he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And we just got to do it. Just call on him. Amen. And he will do what he say he will do. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight. Continue to trust in the Lord. The preacher on today, his word was meant, he was sharing his word on today, and the preacher was sharing the word today. The word was, what are you carrying? What is all the stuff you're carrying? What's on the inside? Amen. The greater is on the inside of us. Amen. The greater is on the inside of us. Amen. And we're grateful tonight because the Lord has been keeping us and blessing us and allowing us to come safe thus far and giving us the opportunity to be available to him, to be vessels to him. Amen, for his service. And we want to do that. And we want to do that. Vessels for the service. Vessels for the master's service. Amen. And we're thankful tonight that he's allowed us to be qualified. He qualifies us, and he predestined us, and he ordains us, and he sanctions us, and he sanctifies us, and he cleanses us, and he purifies us, and he justifies us to be able to go forth. Amen, and to carry his word and to do the will of God. And on tonight, we want to thank him for the opportunity and the privilege to do this. what's on the inside of you. And tonight is something to really think and to consider, to think about. That's what I'm going to share tonight, is what's on the inside of you. What's on the inside of you? What do you have on the inside that's causing you to be at a place to where you can't worship and serve God the way you supposed to? What's bothering you? What is there that's holding you? What garbage? What's on you that you cannot seem to shake, that's hindering you or blocking you from the move of God? And on tonight, we have to stop and look and stop and take a self-evaluation, just how we've been living in the world. We used to sing a song that says, stop and look around and see just how you've been living in the world. Amen. And we need to stop and take a self-evaluation on how we've just been living in the world, how we've been going about our daily life and dealing with things in life and accepting things and putting up with things and dismissing things and holding on to things. And a lot of times we hold on to things. We have things that we hold on to that we don't need to hold on to them. We have things that we are toting around that we don't need to tote, things we are dragging around, things that we are constantly lugging and pulling behind that we don't need to do. God has given us freedom. God has given us freedom, amen, to be able to loose ourselves from these things and be free from these things, amen. But what happens is we find ourselves at a place that where we feel that if we don't carry it or we don't have it, then it's going to be a problem, or we feel like we need it because we've been carrying it for so long or toting it for so long. And if we say, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and all these cliches and sayings. But when you come down to it, when it boils down to it, the bottom line is that if we're not free to praise and magnify the Lord, if we're not free to give God the glory as He requires and asks of us, then we're not free. A lot of times we go around and we want to say, yeah, I'm free. We preach or we brag or we say we're free, but are we really free? Are we really free like the Bible say we're free? Are we free like the Bible say we're free? And if not, then we need to seek out our freedom. We need to find our freedom. We need to go and lay hold of our freedom. Amen. Because the Bible says the Son said free is free indeed. Amen. And we need to search out our freedom. Amen. And find our freedom. Amen. And we thank God tonight that we can, amen, do that. Amen. The Lord is there with us, and He's able, amen, to lead and guide us. And we just got to search out to find out our freedom. Amen. We're thanking God, amen, that we are able to be free in Him. Amen. But if we want to be, and we have to search within ourselves to find out what are these things that are holding us, what are these things that are deterring us, keeping us from what God has commanded or ordained for us to do. So on tonight, there is something on the inside, amen, something on the inside. And what is this that's working in you? We have to take a self-evaluation to look at ourselves to see, what is it that's controlling us? What is it that's hindering us? What is it that's keeping us from what the Lord has for us? There are times when it could be things, and that we allow things to deter us. We allow things to hinder us or to stop us. And the Lord is saying no. There are times when it's not things, it can be people. And then we allow people, and then we put people in position and places in our lives. We allow them into certain spaces in our lives to where they feel like they have certain power or certain control or a certain pull or a certain say-so of things. And then they want to sway you or try to pull you in the wrong. But the Bible declares and lets us know that we're to have our own mind, to let the mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And not to be easily swayed or not to go after your own desires, lusts, or thoughts or things, but to seek the Lord and to see what the Lord is saying. What is the Lord saying? What does he say? So many preachers and pastors today, and women of God, I see children of God that are going out, and they're going out, and they're going out. They're not getting a clearance on what God is saying. They're not getting a clearance, and they go out and they mess up. And then they don't want nobody to tell them anything. They can't be taught. They don't stay nowhere to be taught and trained long enough. But we have to sit somewhere to be taught under sound ministry, sound doctrine. The Bible says in the last days that men will be lovers of themselves, having itching ears and not listening to sound doctrine. But we have to take hold of sound doctrine. You see so many things now, how the enemy has crept into the church. You see how the enemy, Satan, the adversary, has crept into the churches now. Amen. And you find churches, yes, that has the enemy working in them, even in the pastors, preaching an ungodly message, something that God is not in, but it's a social gospel, a gospel of pleasure, a gospel of society, a social. And so what we need to do is get back to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross, who was born in a manger, amen, sacrificed his life for mankind. We need to get back to preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. You cannot get to God the Father except you go through Jesus Christ. Amen. So many people are trying to get to Allah, trying to get to Jah, trying to get to Yahweh, trying to get to Jehovah. And you've got to get, in order to get to him, you've got to go through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And on tonight, I want to encourage you to seek the face of the Lord like never before. We're living in a destructive and a hateful, evil world. And we see all around us how mankind has taken situation and matters into their own hands. And into their own hands, they've made their own gospel to please them, to satisfy them, to comfort them. To make them comfortable. But is the Lord in that? Is the Lord in that? Is the Lord speaking? This is the Lord's will. Is this his doing, or is this the doing and the will of man? And so we have to stop being so caught up into things, so caught and so excited and get so anxious. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. But everything, prayer, supplication. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be excited. Don't be so anxious to jump into do something that's not there. Jump into something that you're not certain of. But wait and pray about it. Wait for the Lord to lead and to guide you into what he would have you to do. Amen. And on tonight, if he's on the inside, if the Holy Ghost is on the inside, he will lead and he will guide you into all truth. If he's on the inside, he said, let the Holy Ghost lead you all the way. But he has to be on the inside in order to be able to lead and to guide you. So I encourage you today to let the Spirit of the Lord lead and guide you. Talk to the Lord and ask him to talk to you, to give you the direction and the leading and the guiding that you need. Amen. So that you won't walk in error. If he's on the inside, he's going to lead and guide you. If he's on the inside, he's going to lead and guide you. He's going to instruct you, amen, as to what you should go and what you should do, amen. Let him lead you, no matter what others are saying about you or have done to you. It matters not, for the Lord knows he is the strong tower. He is the refuge. He is our strength. He is the peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. He is a consultation when we need to be consulted, when we need advice. He is our advisor when we need advice. The Lord is the one when we need direction. He is a map quest that is out of this world, but we have to allow the Lord to do it. Amen. Give it to Jesus. He's on the inside. If the Holy Ghost and the Lord is on the inside, the Bible says that he that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if he dwells in you, the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, he will quicken your mortal body. So if the same Spirit that's in Jesus Christ that raised him up from the dead, the Spirit of the Lord that was on him that raised Christ from the dead, he said, if he dwell in you, he dwell in me, he's going to quicken this mortal body. Quicken this mortal body, meaning he's going to quicken it. You'll feel the quickening Spirit and the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. Quickening, meaning he's going to allow life into this body, the quickening power, the life-giving power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, will be on you, giving you life, giving you needs, giving you supplying your needs and answering, going to God for us. The Bible says that man don't always know what to pray. But it's the Spirit of God that maketh intercession for us. He's the one that speaks to us, and he speaks to the Lord for us and in our behalf, and he tells the Lord for us what we have need of. He takes what we have when we don't know how to pray and know what to say and how to pray. He takes what we have, and he fixes it up, and he presents it to the Father. Amen. And he's the mediator. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our mediator. He is the mediator between God and man. Amen. He is the one that fixes things up and fixes it out for us and works it out for us. He is the one that explains and talks to the Father for us. Amen. He is our mediator, and we need him, and we thank him. So on tonight, let the Lord, if he's on the inside of you, lead and guide you. He may be dealing with some things and going through some things, trying to make some decisions in your life, and you need some answers. You need some direction. You need some things worked out in your favor and your behalf. And I want to encourage you tonight, don't look to man to do this, but look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look to him to do what needs to be done, for he's faithful. He said, I'm faithful. He told the Father, I'm faithful, Lord, Father. Every soul that you've given me, I haven't lost a one. So the Lord is faithful tonight, and he's just. So we have to allow him the opportunity to do what he needs to do with us and in us. I've been asking the Lord for some things and some changes to take place, because there's some things that I need God to do for me. There's some things that I need to be done in my life and in my children's life. There's some things I want the Lord to do for my children. There's some things that I don't want passed on to my children, that I don't want my children to have to experience or go through or even deal with. So with that in mind, there's some things that I must do to the Lord, for the Lord, with the Lord, in order for the Lord to do the things I ask and need of him to do. Yes, I asked the Lord. He said, okay, I hear you asking of me, but what will you do for me? Who will I send? A lot of times we ask God for this, that, and the other, and the Lord says, so I hear you, your plea, I hear your cry. But now whom will I send, and who's going to go for me? Who's going to tell my story for me? So who's going to go for me? Who's going to tell the story? So the Lord is saying, you go for me. You tell the story. You tell my story, and I'll declare my word unto you for you. You declare the word that I've given unto you, and I will be an open door for you. I will be to you what you need me to be, but I need you to stand for me. Who will go and preach my word? Who will declare my word? Who will tell of my goodness? Lord, here am I. Lord, send me. I want to encourage you tonight, my brother, my sister. What's on the inside? Something on the inside. Something on the inside. It's got to work on the outside, and it has to be a change that takes place in your life. Yeah, there has to be a change. When it works on the inside, the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost is really down on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost will make a change in your life. Something on the inside, the song said, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. The change takes place because we allow the Spirit of the Lord to move in us. We allow the Spirit of the Lord to move on us. We allow the Spirit of the Lord to move through us. And if we are accessible like that, to the Spirit of God, if we're accessible to God's Spirit like that, and we put ourselves on a plate of availability and say, Lord, whatever you need of me, here am I. Use my service, Lord. Here's my lose me, Lord. We open the door for God to bless us, and even the more so. And so on tonight, what we want to do is we want to make ourselves available to the Lord. We want to make sure that the Lord understands and knows where we're coming from. Best way to do that is to be 100 and be honest with the Lord. And to say, keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100 with the Lord. When I go before the Lord, I keep it 100 with myself and with the Lord. Yes, I do. I keep it 100. Why? Because why am I going to God with some fake faith
or with some facade or something. When I go to him, I go to him real. I go to him 100. I go to him real because I want him to know, Lord, I'm coming real to you. I'm coming as an open book. Lord, I have nothing to hide. I'm coming to you. You know everything about me. My ins, my outs, my ups, my downs. Lord, you know everything about me. Yet, Lord, you love me just the same. So as I come, Lord, I come to you, humble as I know how, as open as I know how. Lord, use me. Do what to me what you would have to do, Lord, to pick out, wash me, clean me, fix me, Lord. What's on the inside of you? Something on the inside that's working on the outside, and it brings a change in our lives. And it's only nobody but the Lord that brings the change in our lives. Nobody but the Lord, amen, that can fix us. Nobody but the Lord that can fix us, give us what we need, fix us the way we need to be fixed, mend us where we're broken or torn, and heal us where we're wounded, and build us up where we've been torn down. Nobody but the Lord can do this. So we must make ourselves available to the Lord and allow God to do what he would like to do in our lives. My brother and my sister, you've come this far by faith. You can't turn around now. Yes, something on the inside, the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you that won't let you do what you would like to do. He won't let you go where you would like to go. He won't let you participate in things you want to participate. He somehow or another seems like things are just not clicking and working for you. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I have called you, I've drawn you out from among the crowd. I put my seal of approval on you. I put my word in you. And you've got to decree and declare my word. Nothing's going to go right and work and fix for us until we do what the Lord would have us to do. On tonight, my brother, I want to encourage you that's listening, and to you, my sister, that's listening, I want to encourage you tonight. Be of good cheer. Be of good courage. The Lord is strengthening your heart even now. Fret, don't fret, my brother. And don't fret anymore, my sister. For the Lord is in control. And he's faithful and he's just to do what he said and to fulfill his promises to you. And all you got to do is just surrender to him and allow him to fix it for you. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We've got to know him for ourselves. The Spirit of God is real tonight. He's real. And he wants to dwell on the inside of us. He wants to help us. He wants to teach us. He wants to fix us. We have to allow him to do it. And I encourage you, give it to Jesus tonight. Let him fix it for you. Give it to Jesus tonight. Turn it over to the Lord. He'll work it out. He promised that he would. Yes, he did. He promised that he would. So all we have to do is just trust him tonight. Give it to him and allow him to fix it. The song said, place it in the master's hands. Little becomes much when you place it in his hands. And it may not seem like much to you right now, but God is working in your behalf, and he's fixing it for you right now. And all you got to do is just continue to trust and depend on him. Let him open the doors for you that no man can shut. Let him lead you in to blessings and to places where no man can take you out of. But the Lord has to do it tonight. And when the Lord does, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And if the greater one is abiding on the inside of you tonight, if the greater one is dwelling on the inside of you, you have the power to stand. You have the power to make it. You can make it. You can make it. You just got to tell yourself, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to make it, because this is not going to last always. Amen. Amen. This is only seasonal. Amen. Trouble comes in seasons, just like blessings. They come in seasons. They don't last always. But we have to be able and be prepared for when the season comes. Amen. We have to be equipped when the season comes. Amen. To deal with, to stay equipped and ready when the season comes. And as the Lord blesses us and we come out of our season, that opens the door for us to go into a new season. So if you don't suffer, you can't reign. Amen. If you don't plant, you can't expect a harvest. Amen. A lot of people are expecting harvest. to come. They want a big harvest, but they haven't planted anything. They haven't sown anything. Start sowing. Win some souls to Christ, my brother, my sister. Win some souls to Christ. Get out there and testify. Get out there and witness. Be a witness for the Lord and win back the kingdom of God. Take it back out of the enemy's hand. And that comes through fighting for what's right. God bless you, my brother, my sister. Be encouraged on tonight, knowing that God is with you in Jesus' name. For the Lord shall and has already given you the victory. It's yours in Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother and my sister. Go with God.